A tool for controlling pain within the body. Pain manifests itself as a way for our mental ability to know that we should stop, listen, and hear what our body needs. Sometimes it goes into overdrive, and sometimes we need to give ourselves some space. This is a meditation that I've found can be done in a couple of seconds once you learn to perfect it. It can be done without any force, without any other thing but the word tap. Okay, if you'd like to try this, you need a quiet space. You need to be in a safe environment. And then you need to put your feet flat on the floor and breathe. Let all thoughts come in and out. They're not important. And see yourself connected to the center of the earth. And that there is a light of energy, beautiful feeling of calm, peace, belonging, and love coming from Mother Earth, up through your body and around your body, encasing you in a beautiful, warm, glowing, healing energy. And watch that go all the way to the center of the universe, like one half of the DNA string. And now descends from the center of the universe a wonderful light energy that is full of healing, full of light, full of what your body knows it needs, wrapping round the other string as the two strands of the DNA, all the way to the center of the earth. You are now fully connected to the center of the earth, fully connected to the center of the universe. And now put your hand as high above your head as you can reach and imagine the tap, the one that you have over the kitchen sink or the bath, and turn it on full. Whoa, now you're flying. But how's your pain level? Turn it down until you're not flying anymore, until you feel balanced and whole, and the pain is at a level that you need it to be for you to function. As the pain lifts from your body, so your mind is able to think. Your body is able to move. Watch the energy going to that part of your body that is causing the pain. See the light flowing, sweeping away the pain. You don't need it. If the pain is a little more, turn it, the tap on higher. If it's a little less, turn the tap a little lower. You have to play with this for a little while until you know how it feels for you. This is not something that anybody else can do for you. You can do it. Allow your body to move. When you want a little more painkiller, turn the tap a little higher. When you want a little less or need a little less, turn your tap lower. But never turn the tap off. You can turn this tap on and off by the thought of tap, provide me more painkiller, please. Tap. Thank you. Both of those thoughts will turn the healing on and turn the healing down. Now drink some water because you'll be thirsty. Pain is caused by a malfunction, by a blockage, by some other physical reaction. Just know and believe and understand that once this tap is fully in your subconscious, in your long-term memory, you can do it in a flash. So run this exercise 2 or 3 times again and follow it. Please do not stop taking any medication that your doctor has given you. This is for an as-well treatment, not an instead of. This is most important. This is a complementary tool you can use. Continue to allow your doctor to give you his advice, her advice, to give you whatever it is that they give you to ease your pain. If you find that you are not using as many painkillers that the doctor gave you over time, please go and discuss it with them before you drop the amount and have them help you. Remember, the seat of pain is in your memory, is in your brain. So what we do is we tell the brain how to turn its own healing properties on and off with this exercise. Never turn the tap off. Just adjust it up and down to your own needs. Thank you for listening. Demisi.